Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Actor Clifton Powell claims he's been falsely accused of raping a woman in Louisiana. He's being sued by Keyonte Myers, who claims the incident took place in a hotel room last August. According to the suit, Myers claimed that she initially consented to sex, but when it turned rough, she asked him to stop and he refused. A police investigation was conducted, but later closed. Myers has now taken her claims to a federal court where she's seeking at least $75,000. Up-and-coming Chicago teenage rapper JoJo was shot and killed in Chicago on Tuesday night. According to reports, he had been feuding with fellow rapper Chief Keef and his crew in recent months. Meanwhile, Chief has come under fire after laughing about the incident on Twitter. He later tweeted that his account had been hacked. In related news, a new fuse has come about between Lupe Fiasco and Chief Keef after Lupe made the following comment. Chief Keef scares me, not him specifically, but just the culture that he represents. Chief has responded with a number of disrespectful and threatening tweets. Speaking of the violence in Chicago, rapper Twista is on a crusade to save the streets and believes creating more youth centers will help give the kids something to do. He plans to open his own center in the heart of the city. The Atlanta nail salon owned by rapper T.I.'s wife, Tamika Tiny Harris, was destroyed by a fire. The cause of the fire is still currently being investigated. No injuries were reported. Love & Hip Hop star K. Michelle is standing behind her story that her ex Memphis Wright beat her during their relationship. I've always been told that the truth shall set you free. I stand behind my story 100%. I came on the show mainly because I wanted to give a voice and bring light to a very serious issue, she said in a statement. She's also looking forward to having her day in court. Actor Michael Clarke Duncan's life will be celebrated with a public viewing and a private service next week. His viewing will take place Sunday at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in L.A. A private invitation-only service will follow on Monday. Forbes has released their top 20 earners in the 2012 Hip Hop Cash Kings list. Leading the pack, Dr. Dre, followed by Diddy, Jay-Z, and Kanye West. Dre brought in $110 million, while Diddy pulled in $45 million, Jay-Z $38 million, and Kanye West $35 million. Rounding out the top 10, Lil Wayne, Drake, Nicki Minaj, Eminem, and Ludacris. Tonight's 2012 MTV Video Music Awards has just added Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz, and Nicki Minaj to the program. Rihanna is also set to perform with A$AP Rocky, while Nicki's performance will include a special guest, and Wayne will debut his new single, No Worries.